This is episode 1522. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I want to welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. Every week, which starts on a Sunday, I'm recording this for Sunday's episode, we begin a new series, and each series has a theme that we explore in depth using different meditation techniques every day for more peace, energy, and clarity. And our theme this week, I think you're going to enjoy, it is the art of self-care. I receive many emails from you letting me know that you feel like you need to take better care of yourself, you need to spend a little more time on yourself, and you often mention that you want to exercise more, you want to meditate more, you want to eat better quality food, and maybe get a massage every now and then, or do other things for your self-care. Well, in our Art of Self-Care series, you're going to be guided using different meditation techniques that address true self-care. So your self-care that you are likely already doing for many of you, those different habits I mentioned, those are more habits, and they're important, very important, and they're good habits. But do they really fulfill you on a soul level? So do you maybe neglect your emotional needs? Maybe despite your best efforts, you still feel dissatisfied with your life. Maybe you still feel unfulfilled, and you might even find it hard to relax. If this is you, you're going to meet your needs with true self-care, the kind of self-care that helps you to feel connected with yourself, as well as finding a deeper meaning in your life beyond your daily habits. So this is what you're going to explore in this week's series. For today, I am going to guide you through a mini visualization that will get the process started. And as always, you know that our full guided meditations are on our new Sip and Om app. And you can find both the iOS and the Android version of our app right over on the Google Play Store for Android, or the Apple iTunes for the iOS version. And you get 2 weeks free of this app that offers over 1,500 meditations organized into these weekly series. Each weekly series there on the app has a lot of tools to support it, including a journal with customized questions for each day that you can download and write on, or just look at the questions as you start your day. And it also offers a slow down guide that will allow you to download and keep, and maybe post the guide where you can see it so that you can remember the techniques and practice these techniques throughout the week. So this will take you more deeply into each series, and you get the ability to download 7 meditations per week in case you go off the grid. And you can favorite and save your favorite meditations. And you also get a private Facebook group. So that is where you can go more deeper with your meditation ritual. Again, it's the Sip and Om app, S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, and then O-M, Om. So settle yourself down now and let's meditate. Sit up straight, straightening your spine and closing your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Relax different areas of your body where you may be feeling a little tightness or tension. As you relax this tension, inhale a nice long inhale through your nose. Eyes are uplifted. And as you exhale, let go of tension. Now think about what your emotions are like these days. And think about some emotions that are maybe a little challenging for you. You could think of this past week as you gauge the emotions you've been experiencing recently. And now name those emotions. Become aware of what may have triggered those emotions. It may have been something that triggered these emotions recently, or maybe quite a while ago, maybe even a long time ago. So become aware of those emotions that are challenging for you. Give them a name and try to determine what triggered these emotions. And now let go at some point and go into your meditation where you allow yourself simply to be, letting go of your thoughts, knowing that these emotions you've identified that are challenging for you will be emotions you'll work with all week to give yourself care you need in managing your emotions. You are so worth slowing down for.